are split three ways. Who am I talking to?
UT, this is Jamie. I've talked to you before to do a radio check when I was first setting up quite a few months ago.
This is Jamie. Oh, we just been down to the grandson's and daughter's house here. Heading back towards home. What are you up to?
Out grabbing some last-minute supplies like some milk and emptying the trash before the storm comes tomorrow.
These men, they're panicking around here. They're liable to get 1 or 2, maybe even 3 inches of snow. 14 years ago, we spent 62 years in Kansas, and I don't think they'd even hardly mentioned that little amount. Now, if it's ice, that's another story.
Up until I was 11 up in New York, so I'm used to snow, and I can drive in it and everything else, so I'm not much worried about it. If it's ice, I'll just stay in for the day, and it'll be normal by Saturday.
He's going to be up around 40 on Saturday. You're a wise man, Jamie, because falling on the ice is no party. I can tell you that from experience.
Have fun. So I've just got my generator ready to go just in case we lose power, because I'm up here in the hills up by NGU. So it's like when we get cut off good.
Been up there a few times. That is out in the sticks a little bit. Well, we're between Lake Cunningham, Lake Robinson, and we have a Generac that I had put in a long time ago. Some friends of mine helped me. And actually, they did the installation. I put one in for my brother-in-law years ago. But I wasn't able to do this one because I can't lift that much, and it was big. It's 22 kilowatts.
Way bigger than what I got. I got enough to run my fridge and a couple other things.
Same thing. You know, but next... Well, this month, I'll be 77 years old, and I just can't do that no more.
Any consequence, I know a guy up at our American Legion that just turned 99, so, and he's moving around quite a bit, so you got a long ways to go, Tom.
Hi, Jamie. Thanks for that encouragement. I'm due for surgery in the next month or two, but I think I can get by that one.
I've had my share of those, too, just to keep me going. I'm only 52, but my body's been through quite a bit.
25. I said I'd tell people I was 57 and dyslexic. So you can tell them you're 25 and dyslexic.
Tell them that I'm 20 with 32 years of experience.
And this Mustang GT ahead of me here has a big thing on the back of his windshield that says, "Born to Die."
And it's what you do in between those 2 points that matters.
He's got there. It looks like some stars and maybe an airplane, doesn't it, Bernice? And it says power something or other on it. Oh, my old friend back in Kansas was a butcher at our grocery store when I was a kid. And he called those Mustangs stud horses. And you can hear it in front of me.
Well, on my stop here to get milk out here in the middle of nowhere. And so I'm going to be jumping off here, Tom.
Jump in there anytime. Nice talking to you. Have a great day and a safe weekend. This is NGLTR.
Peace also, and for VUT, clear on comments.